Saturday.
Yeah. Is it y'all work for a company or one of y'all started the, like a business?
It was just a local guy.
Okay.
That
loves hiring comics.
Yeah. It helps comics out.
All right, we're going. Is that okay to be on?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I mean to be chewing Tic Tacs right now.
It's okay, dude. You just...
I feel like a bitch. I got these ice cold Michelobs in front of you, but I've been, I don't know. I was like sick yesterday. I haven't been sick in a long time.
What do you mean, from like drinking?
Yeah. Like my gut just, I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink, right? I wasn't trying to be a bitch when you guys called me. But, and I did think I was going to get better. I thought I was going to come. But as soon as Sean bailed, I was like, let's go.
Nah, dude. You guys let Lily down on her first day.
Lily, I would have went downtown. But to the way I was feeling, because I would have gotten an Uber to downtown and back. I didn't want to get an Uber all the way to North Austin.
It's about the same.
Nah.
On a Sunday?
Maybe. I don't know.
On Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It is Easter.
And when I checked, it was like, it was kind of a pricey Uber to get out there.
Yeah.
Or not, nothing crazy. Yeah. It was like 30, but 30 is kind of a lot for down here.
Dude, I had a good time on Easter. wait. Welcome to Panties in the Mouth. We're here with our guest, Dean Stanfield. What's up, Dean?
Sir. What up, Dean? Brother. Glad to be here. Yeah. Well, ladies with panties in
her
mouth.
Yeah, it's Panalina.
That's our girl.
That's our queen.
Yeah.
We have to save her in Dungeons & Dragons.
We're working. Oh, we've been working on it.
And y'all play D&D?
Yeah. We used to do it on the Patreon.
Lamar's brother was our dungeon master, but you know, he's not out here yet. We'll get him out here.
We're gonna
convince him out here.
Yeah.
We actually have a game with five comics going right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think some of the guys at the Creek, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about trying to get in on it, honestly.
Dude, I'm trying to get in on some D&D.
Oh, and what's the other game that we were hyped? Y'all hyping up? I think Jake was hyping it up.
Oh, we were playing Munchkin.
Yeah,
it was
I saw David. It was David?
Yeah, Munchkin.
Oh, yeah, it was
You know what Munchkin is, Taylor, Dean?
I've heard of it.
It's just it's like a card game that's like a character builder card game where you like can shit. You can like cheat your opponent out of their like wares.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty fun. It's a good game. You get to be a bad guy.
It's not like D&D at all.
It's a little like D&D where you're adventuring through dungeons.
Okay.
Where you
gotta
like knock on the door, see what's in there.
Okay. Okay.
It's a treasure or a monster.
Ooh. Okay. All right, I'm already in. I need to save a woman, though. That is my biggest motivation.
I mean, if you want, your motivation can be to save a lady.
Okay.
It's up to you, dude.
All right.
What's your motivation for playing Munchkin? Saving a babe. Dude, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Saving a... All right, sick.
Yeah.
What do you play in D&D?
I am a mountain dwarf.
Okay.
Ranger class.
Let's go.
And my name is Walker Texas, the Ranger.
Yeah, let's go. That's cool.
I love it.
Dude, do you have any good D&D stories? Because I remember one time when me and Jabir were playing back in the day in Lancaster, I had to fuck a spider.
You had to fuck a spider.
I didn't have to fuck a spider, but I was a druid.
Okay.
So I transformed into a spider. And I seduced a spider to get its secrets.
Well, that's different.
The best D&D story was the one we recorded that we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Our boy Andy, who I can't remember if you would have met Andy when he was down here for like a weekend.
It was our first episode. Like, it was episode zero.
Of D&D.
Yeah, and Jabri was like dungeon mastering. And like almost immediately, Andy was like, I can do anything? All right, well, I choose to come on this guy.
and then he rolled a 20.
Oh.
And he hit it. And then he rolled another 20. and so he came on him to death.
He like he came to hole in his head. He came to hole through his head.
As hell.
And then it ended up being that guy. Like,
was the bad guy.
Was the main bad guy.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of D&D, Andy killed the main bad guy by coming a hole through his head. Like, not face fucking either, just projectile, like, across the room.
Yeah. Been loaded up for a couple weeks.
Next D&D, there's a time skip, and Jabri told me some secrets that I can't really talk about.
Yeah, he hit me with a secret thing that I can't really remember now.
Yeah.
It was like, I had to tell. No, I think I can't tell y'all the secret.
You can't tell, because he told me I can't tell my secret.
That's all I remember.
That's a good dungeon master right there.
That's a great dungeon.
We're giving him time to build the world, and he's going to be prepared.
We got to get him out here. We got to spend Paige money to get Jibs out.
It was his birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
I got to give him a nice bag on his birthday.
You just sent him a birthday bag?
Yeah.
That
he was like,
nice.
What? I was like, come on, bro. Chill. That's pretty nice.
Dean. Yeah. The mayor keeps saying you're a cowboy. Why is that? What about you?
Dean's superpower is overcoming. He's fucking a hero.
Overcoming. Yeah. Overcoming.
All right.
Yeah, glass full.
Okay. Silver line is kind of dude.
Yeah.
All right. I'm an overcomer. Well,
so my dad was a farrier and a day labor cowboy.
Okay.
So still works on ranches and still shoes the horses.
Can you? What's a farrier? I never even heard that.
So a
term
farrier
before.
Is a guy that you know what a horseshoe is, right?
Yeah.
So he's a guy that puts.
It'd be pretty gay
on
if I didn't know what a horseshoe. No, tell me what a horseshoe is.
It's a piece of metal that they stick on a horse. Yeah,
does he do it with wings and a wand? Because he's a fucking fairy.
He's a fucking fairy, Glenn Stanfield.
So he's a farrier.
So he's a farrier by trade.
His middle name's Tinkerbell.
Glenn, I feel Tinkerbell like he would actually fuck you up.
I know, right?
The guy who would fuck you up for even saying that.
Yeah, I'm a champ, but I'm joking, dude. I owe you a brew.
All right.
So he grew up riding bulls, saddle bronc, and bareback.
Yeah.
Riding. And
it's crazy how much you can turn cowboy stuff into gay stuff.
Ride bulls bareback. I was like, whoa, that was a layup.
Yeah, saddle up, dude. All right, I'm done. We're done.
Sorry, yeah. This is serious.
This is serious. No, we're not interviewing. We don't want to interview.
It's not an interview. No, I'm just goofing. I'm goofing.
I'm going to end up cracking a brew. God damn it. I'm just trying
so chill up, dude. Come on. Crack a brew.
I'm going to fight the good fight.
There you won't.
I'm fight the good fight.
Yeah. We'll see how long
we all fail.
I know.
They taste so good, dude.
I saw how cold they look. They had condensation.
They're so cold. They're so nice.
So cold.
If I can make it like 20 minutes, I'll be fine.
And they came from an impoverished convenience store.
Oh, yeah. No one touched. That case has been sitting in that fridge for months.
And look how warm it is, or cold.
I know. It's just been chilling in that fridge.
Did you just signal to me to get a beer or get weed?
Weed. Oh, I was asking for weed.
I was asking for weed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I forgot to bring our... That's the next thing I got to bring. The pipe.
Oh, the pipe.
We have a fat
we
ass.
We have a lady pipe. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Okay. She's
oh, is it out, like, yeah. It looks like a lady?
Yeah, it looks like a lady. Ass in the air. No,
it's like a pipe, but like you.
Her
you,
back is the pole. You can is the bowl.
Yeah, okay. Nah. But there is an ass carb. You can like plug the bowl.
No, I don't think there is an ass carb.
No,
no, I think we were actually really bummed because it was. Yeah. We were like, "That's what's wrong."
Well,
with
I'm
it.
I'm gonna put in an ass carb.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
I'm gonna hit it with a yeah.
Crack that thing open.
Yeah, I'm gonna find a little man to rape her. No.
Jesus. Good Lord. Did you find a crack pipe?
No. Yeah, I'm going to find a
crack
pipe.
Let me hang it up. I was trying to.
Did you say a crack pipe? That's funny. Didn't give you enough credit on that. I don't get it.
Crack pipe. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, brother.
All right, but so you like I because you two know each other, like y'all been
we're
out
fucking
here for months.
Bros, now.
Yeah. I've been meeting you through being around the mayor at the same time, so I don't know much about you, just like you don't know.
Me and Dean met at the Festival of Features.
Brother.
We met
what a time
we met
to be
at
alive,
the End Friends
dude.
Fest.
We did meet at the End Friends Fest. Well, just a wild group of dudes.
Yeah. That was a good time, though. It was
an
so much
amazing
fucking
fun. Time. Amazing yeah. time.
There was the beach. I wasn't at the beach, but it was this crazy thing that happened at the beach. Everybody was at the beach, and then there was this guy. You got to tell the story.
I don't even know about names, but there's like... Let's say there's like 10 of us.
Yeah.
And we'd all gone to Shenanigans as the bar across the street from the hotel.
Oh, McNasty's.
McNasty's,
dude. McNasty's.
Wait, that's what it was called?
It was called McNasty's.
McNasty's.
Already sounds like a great spot.
Dude, the owner of McNasty's was like, he was a sad guy. Every time we came in, he'd be like, "You guys, I'm sorry. We're about to close. My wife wants to leave."
And we were all
time.
Like, "Shut the fuck up and sell us beer, dude. You don't want this problem.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Stop being a fucking bitch."
He's like, "Oh, I guess she's just gonna yell at me."
Dude, and she did. And we stayed.
Oh, man.
It was probably like 3:15 till he was like begging people to leave. And we were bringing in alcohol bottles.
Wait, y'all weren't even buying booze from him?
We're there for the pool and darts, dude. We would buy it from him, but he would stop selling it.
Yeah, he's being a bitch.
And so we'd walk across to the...
He was being real McNasty. He was being real...
And it's like, you're losing
y'all were being
money.
McNasty. This man was trying to go home.
It was a sleepy beach bar that we fucking ransacked, dude.
It sounds like the opposite of one of the places like Dickie. Like, what's it called? Dick's, the one in Vegas near
the Last Resort where they're like mean.
Yeah, it's like the opposite where guys like, please. And you're like, shut the fuck up, pussy.
Get it together, old man.
This is our bug.
Damn. You think his wife pegged him? Like, after
probably.
That, like, you go
probably,
home.
Dude.
You go home, you act like after you just get dominated by a group of young men.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
We all leave McNasty's.
I'm trying to find that. There's like a golden picture with this dude. Nobody knows who it is, for real.
The owner of the
McNasty's. He was like, I can't find it. I'm not going to waste
your time. No, keep looking. Because we can pull it up. But if you can tell the story while you look,
So we leave McNasty's every night, and the deal is we're meeting at the beach at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
No matter where you were at, because there was like clubs that we'd have to go like an hour away.
Yeah.
And so everybody would be spread out. But we said on the first night, we're like, we're meeting at the beach at 4 a.m. every night.
Yeah.
We get there. First night, everything's great. We jump in the water and have fun. Second night, we get there, and everybody is like, if we were at an 8 before, yeah. We were at like an 8 before, we're at like a 12 on the second night. Yeah. Goddamn comedy jam. Yeah. Like after that.
Yeah.
Shout out Josh Adamayes.
Shout out.
It was wild.
The only not and like and one or plus
yeah, the
one.
Only not and friend.
Yeah, and friends.
And so
I mean, unless you count Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
He's Jelly Roll's and friend.
So we get out. We go to the beach and everybody's like getting ready to jump in the water, right? Yeah. And me and Ian had our swim trunks on. Catherine Blanford brought her swimsuit on underneath.
Okay.
And everybody nice. Goes, all right, we're heading to the beach. We get to this little guard shack and we grab some towels out of it and we start hauling ass to the water. We get to the water. I start to take off my shirt. And this other dude, we don't know who he is, drops trowel. Underwear and everything, and just dick out, and he just goes, woo! And he turns around, and the women are like, what the fuck? and me and Ian were laughing until we saw their faces. We're like, dude, what the fuck? It's uncalled for, dude. And then what's worse is he gets self-conscious, and he goes, oh, no, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And then he grabs his dick and then, like, walks up to the women and tries to apologize to them. Dog, put the shovel down. Put your underwear up. You know, pull your underwear up. Put the shovel down. Fucking, and then the rest this of the weekend. Probably,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Dude, get it together. Yeah, yeah.
He's a comic, or just a guy who was around.
Yeah, he's a comic.
Okay. He's a comic.
Yeah.
But he was one of those that, like, still, I don't know his name. I wouldn't, you know, shout it out.
He was living free.
Yeah.
He was living so fucking.
He's a Florida boy. From out there, or
I
from
know
out?
He was from Chicago.
Okay. Oh, you know him. Yeah. All right.
I don't know him. I know the details. I don't.
I got you.
And so he was actually Zach Townsend's friend.
Really?
Yeah. So the rest of the weekend, we'd just be like, Zach, what's up with your fucking bowl?
Yeah, dude, why do you got so many Diddy friends?
All your friends are weird.
Yo, they're trying to apologize, hole in your meat. It's such a funny move.
It's like, I'm so sorry. My bad. It's like, let it go, dude.
Like, what are you going to do? Shake their hand? Like, you can't.
Yeah, shake my hand. No. You're just riding your hog, dude. No way.
When was that? When was the.
It was January, early January.
Yeah, early
okay,
January.
Okay.
It was like right after I got here.
Yeah, okay. I remember. Oh, yeah, because me and Andy, they were trying to get me and Andy to go to that for free.
Yeah.
We'd be like, no.
Bro.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
We almost didn't get paid. I had to tell LeMaire and Zach. I ended up getting, I think it was Ian that stood up for me when we went there. Because we were like, hey, I don't know if I'm getting paid. And the place is like, you know. So he was like, you got to go tell the guy, like go corner him in the office and be like, hey, I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
So it felt awkward, but I went in and was like, all right, man, hey, I got to get something out of this.
Dude, they gave me and Sean half our checks.
Yeah.
And we had to fucking like be like, yo, dude, you got to fucking give it back.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to have to haggle you for fucking out here. Okay, so
can you airdrop it to if you go to airdrop it to what's it, James?
James Mac, yeah. Mini.
Okay.
That way we can have it on the screen and shit.
I need to change it because there ain't no James.
This was the River Crew.
James, or
this was
dead.
James is dead now.
Where's okay? So airdrop. James.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the first one.
Damn, dude, that was a big burp.
Oh yeah, that was nuts. He tried to get it away from the audio too.
It's coming.
I don't know. This one does show ass. On the second
one. That's okay.
We're gonna show
we're deep
ass.
Enough. We're deep enough into the pot.
As long as
all right,
just
James.
It's okay to have ass, dude. I think ass is fine.
I hope people in the party are okay with us showing it.
I think you sent it to me. You sent the ass one to me.
Okay.
I'm going to check that out.
All right, so that's Tim Butterly, Zach Townsend, Gardeens, dude.
Column.
Column, Tyrell, Ian, and then that's the... Chicago comic in question.
Yeah.
That's my man who dropped dick.
Yeah, this guy who dropped dick.
Legend.
Ian
Legend.
Loved it, though. Look at his face.
Ian just saw some penis. Whoa!
Dude, he went through an entire carton of Marlboro Reds in 3 days.
A carton?
A carton, dog.
Damn.
He's a master of the cigarette, dude.
Yeah, weird. Him and Gardini throw him down cig-wise.
Dude, Gardini creeped me out. What was it? Was it that night or the next night when we all went to Colum's room?
Oh, yeah.
And we're up there, and we'd been taking some, you know, illicit drugs.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, sitting back in the corner. You know sometimes we take mushrooms and you're just like, I need to be alone.
Yeah.
But I can't leave.
Yeah, like we're doing a thing.
But we're doing a thing, yeah. And so I was just, like, sitting in the corner, and then Gardini just kept looking up at me and goes, what's up with you, man? He was like, look at that face. I was like, nothing, man. And I didn't know him that well yet, you know?
There's a dude.
He's so funny.
I remember also that night, we all stayed up to like 7.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm about to run in this marathon.
What was there, a marathon coming up?
There was a marathon outside. It was like a beach. They were like doing this beach marathon. Or yeah. I think it was like a beach 5K.
Yeah.
And so I walk outside because I was like needing some space. And I walk out and there's like a coffee table and then like a dessert table or like snacks and power bars. And so like I walk up and I'm just like, and they're like, here, help yourself. And I grab a coffee and I grab a bar. And the lady's like, sign ups at the end. And I was like, okay, whatever this is. I go and sign myself up. They give me a fucking little. And I am 3 sheets. I've been drinking and doing mushrooms. And so I just like, I go line up. I finish the coffee. I put it down. And I'd been listening to the JFK speech.
Wait, which speech? What's the.
We brother. Are not.
We go to the moon.
Yeah.
Not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
Because it is hard.
Because it is hard. And it's I think it's the best speech of all time. But I was jamming out to it, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, like, not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
So I put in the headphones and I start jogging with these people, and I'm barefoot in my, you know.
Oh, you started. I started going, dude.
And then I get like where the first bend is, and I'm like, nope. I hit it and walk all the way back. And then I check in with them, and they're like, how was the marathon? I was like, it was fucking fun. I had a good time. I ran the whole thing.
I would have did the same thing. Just like,
I might have missed it. You said you did the whole thing?
No. But I'm not going to tell them that when I get out.
Yeah.
I got the sign and everything.
Yeah, I killed it.
There's no proof.
Finish first.
You technically did finish first.
I did. Finish first. Oh, that's awesome, dude. What a weekend, man.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Festivals are great for the hang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the shows were horrible.
Yeah.
Most of them. Yeah, there were a few good ones.
There were some good ones in there. Everyone at the Coastal Creative was pretty nice in front of those big screens.
Wow. Zach and the boys were great.
Yeah.
They had this screen.
It was like a volumetric screen. You know,
I got good pictures.
And it had like y'all up on the screen?
No, it had stars behind us.
Oh,
it looked like we were just performing in space.
Okay.
Dude.
It's a big ass.
Remember that place we started at that had that kind of shit? I used to hate that, but it was because they changed.
Yeah. We're watching football on it.
Oh, and that's the screen afterwards? That's
we watched the Lions beat the Cowboys.
So that's the stage.
And then
the Lions beat the Chargers that game, right?
Yeah, that's sick. That's
yeah, Lions nice. Beat the Chargers that game. Yeah. That was, and so we just got like front row seats. But anyway, they put like a starry sky behind you.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
Lions Super Bowl champions 2024.
No, it already didn't happen.
This is 2023 season.
No, but you that's no, how but it was the 20. Works, dude. But the year they won was in 2024.
Yeah, no, dude. I said 2023.
You give me if you would if they would have won last year, you would have said you called it last year.
Yeah.
And if you they would you can't call both.
That's the betting leeway. I get a 1.5.
I don't believe in them anyway. I don't think they're going. I think it's going to matter. I think we're in the era of.
It's not
going
to be the damn Eagles.
Maybe not. I actually kind
of. Saquon Barkley's near the end of his career. That's why the fucking Giants traded him.
Yeah, no. No, I don't necessarily think it's going to be. I mean, no, we'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll be fine.
It's the Lions. It's their year.
No, honestly, I think right now.
The Lions are going to go 16-0 this year.
Cowboys are going to pull it off.
Don't even.
No.
Don't
no
even,
dude. Way. No cow way. Cowgirls.
You cowpoke ain't never going to be good.
Those days are done. What the hell, dude? Y'all aren't going to be good again until, as that being America's team, they won't be good again until America is reunified, which is never going to happen. We're going to have a civil war before we're reunified.
If the know, Cowboys'
days are done.
2024, Trump's going to go into office.
Get us back. Bring
he's
us back.
Save the Cowboys.
Trump's going to save the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's going to make Jerry Jones his Secretary of the Interior.
That would be literally my least favorite thing he's ever done. If he decides to save the Cowboys, I'd be so done yeah. with him.
We got to impeach
this motherfucker.
Dude, he buys
the Cowboys.
Yeah. I'd go full in. I'd be so done with him.
We got to get this motherfucker out of here.
He said, what with the Cowboys? Lock his ass up. Yeah.
Go, Joe.
Put that zombie back in office.
Come on. We can't let Trump win.
We can't.
Come on.
We can't have that guy. I did have something.
We can't have that guy. Come on. Look at him. Well, yeah. Russia respects him. Come on. We can't have a president who people respect.
Yeah, did you see Putin is trying to like win black people over? Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
They're like making or at least my internet showed that they're trying to make a effort to show that like a lot of their churches, like they have Christian churches in Russia that show Jesus as black or dark skin.
Okay.
And they're like putting that in the front.
That's AI, bro.
You think they're like, they're faking
AI,
it?
Dude.
they're
just
real.
Trying to get more bodies so they can kill people for the war.
Yeah, you're pulling it. Yeah. You gotta pull it up. But yeah, like it is, yeah. Yeah, they're showing off their black ass Christian paintings and shit, which is kind of crazy in Russia. You would think that they would never. That's why I'm like, they just painted it.
Yeah.
Like let's before we invade,
let's paint God black.
We don't give a shit anyway.
Yeah. I don't know if they just painted the white Jesus black.
Like still same yeah. hair.
Blue eyes. His eyes are like way too white and blue. What the hell?
How do we make his hair dreads? How do we dread stone?
We have never dreaded stone.
Strong Russian men dread stone.
Yeah, this is
Dude, they totally just painted his face black.
Yeah. Well, they're, I was seeing some that were like from like pictures from inside the church.
Damn, Russian Jesus is doing blackface.
Can you try in church, like inside church at the end of it? And yeah, because they were showing some from like inside the church that I was seeing. It was like people like clearly walking past them, but it was like this kind of shit looking. It, you know, no dreads, just long, regular.
They painted him. They just painted, look, dude, they just painted him black.
Yeah, that one definitely.
Wait, he didn't have dreads that bottom? Well, that one's dreads.
I mean, that's new though. Yeah. I'm just guessing. Nah, man, I didn't.
I could airdrop the link.
They're faking, dude.
Russian black.
I don't trust.
I wonder
Russia,
how many times
actually.
That's ever yeah, been I don't entered either. In.
What black and Jesus in Russia?
Russia black Jesus.
It probably like started today. It was probably this morning.
And Putin.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had black churches in Russia.
Yeah, I didn't either. I think that's what the big deal is.
Like getting the Holy Spirit in Russian, that'd probably suck.
Yo, how scary would that sound?
You just start marching.
The Holy Ghost.
I need vodka.
How do their gospels sound?
Yeah, dude. Can we look up Russian gospel? Dude, that'd be sick.
That would be sick.
It's going to sound terrifying.
It's
going to sound like a war chant, like a bunch of guys marching. It'll be crazy. Man.
Russian sounds wild anyway. It is one of those that, like, I feel like that side of the world has, like, really rough male accents.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the woman accent still sounds sexy.
Still kind of.
Nah, I don't like it. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't like lady Russian accent. For me personally, it sounds too like. It sounds too like I will take your dick, but like I don't know.
Like, yeah, I know, right?
Calm down, but
what, are you challenging me, you bitch?
Yeah. I got the airdrop. Go try to get to you.
This is Russian Christian music.
Oh.
Christ Culture 777, let's go. Shout out Christ Culture 777.
Oof.
It sounds like it's on like a record.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the last time they don't do this. They don't drop these anymore.
Look, dude, this Jesus isn't even black, dude. They're lying. This is from 6 years ago, dude. You got bamboozled by Putin.
Yo.
Oh my god.
It was all
I got dark. Yeah,
those are all Russian Muslims.
Yo.
What happened?
That's not Jesus. You might have to lower it a little. We don't want to get fucking taken off.
That looks very clan like.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's my god, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, this is nuts.
This is enough. We've had enough.
It's trying to airdrop you the just the other image, the church image on Twitter.
The hell was that?
Nate's car video.
I was like, we're being attacked. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Piss them off quick.
They're about to drop a drone grenade.
Can you send that one more time, Nate?
Yeah.
You're gonna whoop.
I'd rather the drone grenade than a suicide drone. I'd rather that.
At least it gives you a chance to like bat it away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, blow my hand off.
Jump on it for the boys.
No, because it won't follow me. I mean, unless they're like 5 seconds in the air. Like, you know? Like,
what do you mean?
Like 5 seconds.
Oh, the grenade?
Yeah, it takes 5 seconds for a grenade to go off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're going to definitely not use old school grenades.
What do you mean?
They're not going to use classic grenades.
That's the only safety for a grenade is to.
True.
To close it back.
Yeah, you pull the pin. And you
pull the pin, put the pin back in.
But you can't, like, if it's already
You grasp, I wonder how many people got that confused.
Yeah.
Where they were like, they let the pin out and they were like, oh shit, grab the handle, put it back, put the pin, bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last moments. Last moments just being a whole retard. Like that's a nice oblivious way to go.
If you gotta hold it, you gotta pull the pin. But as soon as you let go, it like pricks and you like can't rehold it back. Because if you're dead. Dead.
That's crazy, dude. Have you ever seen if you could buy one, some guy came up to you and he's like, $500 right now. Here's a grenade. A, do you buy it? B, do you set it off?
Probably yeah to both.
Okay.
If you got it depends what kind of space. Like, I'm now in Texas. I feel like I could just do it. Like, I really feel like I could just get away with it.
Yeah.
Dude, we went to the range day.
Oh, right? Much fun at Black Rifle.
You could totally let a fucking grenade off at range day.
Nobody did. Was anybody shooting those the things that explode? Was it?
No, they were shooting
the targets that you can shoot and they explode.
Tannerite.
Yeah. I knew it started with a T. I couldn't remember what it was.
Incendiary rounds.
Yeah,
they're shooting incendiary rounds.
That's cool.
They had to shut it down because it started. The dirt mound got caught on fire.
Like too big of a fire.
Like, we got to shut it down for a couple hours. Got to get rid of this fire.
Yeah, that was the thing that when I first saw them in video games, I was like, this is just video game shit. And then I found out they're real.
Yeah. Did we talk about Range Day last week or no?
No, because you did it after.
Yeah.
You did it after we did the pot.
You done it before, Dean? Mm-hmm. Your Range Day? It's crazy.
It's so much fun.
I met Goldberg. Goldberg put me in a headlock. He noogied my face pretty hard.
We saw him fight with the, who are the boys? The two brothers.
Oh, Kane and The Undertaker?
No, we saw them at AEW. Goldberg and... I can't remember the name of those.
Wait. Goldberg wasn't there. Not AEW. Goldust was AEW. Okay. Yeah, Goldust was AEW. That was fucking cool. Yeah.
Goldberg was the like big dude from WCW who he would do the spear
and the jackhammer.
Yeah, he was like their top guy.
He ended Bret Hart's career.
was he like their last top guy before the merge?
Well, the last WCW champion before the merge was Booker T. Okay. He won the championship on the night that Vince McMahon, it was Shane McMahon, he came on the screen and was like, we bought WCW, and Booker T like just won the belt.
Oh, like that same night?
Yeah.
Huh. So they already had the storyline set, like, yeah, ready to go. That was when the Invasion shit started, right?
The Invasion shit started maybe like a year later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right.
The Invasion, that might be one of the most, that's a good WWE storyline, but I think it ended bad.
Well, how did it end again?
Well, it just ended with WWE winning at the Survivor Series.
Okay.
But like it started out real hot. And then, yeah, like, there was some switches. Stone Cold went to the Alliance side.
Basically the bad guys at the time.
Team. Yeah, he was, yeah. It was cool.
Which he was a, he wasn't a heel most of his career.
He was the
face.
He was, they call, face. I can't remember what they call a middle guy. I can't remember what you call a middle guy. There's a name for
just
it.
Just plays his own, by his own rules,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, he could just play, like, whatever he, because, like, if you look at Stone Cold, everything he does is bad guy stuff. But yeah, people are cheering for him. So he's tweener. He's a tweener.
A tweener.
That's what it's called when that you're sounds, like a good guy and bad guy.
That stinks.
A tweener?
Yeah. That's saying for it.
The name? Yeah, yeah. The name sucks. Like, but yeah.
Being it is dope, but the name tweener, I don't like it.
A twink tweener.
Yeah.
Twink tweener.
Yeah.
You gotta get this back to Taylor. Oh, there might be,
I mean, it looked like it was kicked to me.
Got to smidge you out of there. Dude. Rain J rules. I've been trying
did
to
you
work.
Did you shoot that minigun? Or just
on the tour? Yeah. Wait. I got to shoot, send you that video. I got to shoot that on the, yeah, it was cool.
I was so bummed because I was supposed to go to that and I just forgot. We were getting tossed the night before, like real fucked up. I don't know how you got it, but I woke up to a DM from Mike Eaton at like, did everybody's headphones just, was that just me?
No, just you.
Okay. Yeah, Mike Eaton, DM'd us at like 1, and I just forgot. So I woke up, saw his story first, and then saw the DMs, and just was like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
They do like every
the best times. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll have to go the next
time. It happens another time. You're saying his next was not until like October, November?
Oh, and that'll be a good time of the year to go, too.
Yeah, it'll be hot or cold.
Just starting to cool down. Yeah,
it'll be nice. It'll be noise.
Yeah. It rarely gets cold.
Yeah. Where, here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like movie weather. Like, during the day, it's hot as hell, but at night, as soon as that sun goes down, nobody's like, it's fucking cool. Yeah.
Oh, this like is about to be badass.
That was pretty cool. I wanted them to get on there so we can shoot them at the same time because there's another gun over here. And I was like, dude, we got a dual shoot. We got to shoot at the same time.
And they're all suppressed.
Yeah, and one of the shells before this hit Mike Eaton in the nuts. It was so funny. He went... Oh, that's the headphones. There we go. Let it rip.
Oh, that's badass. Did you have to like pay to use this, or they just were like letting people hop on their shit?
No, they just let people hop on. It's range day, brother.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you shoot to your heart's desire.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I can't wait. I was saying on y'all's podcast, I want to get a Hellcat. I was getting some feedback, like grab one, and other people being like, don't get a Hellcat.
What's a Hellcat?
It's just a type of pistol.
Is it a rapper gun?
It is. It's my concealed carry.
So you fuck with a Hellcat?
Yes. Dude. All right. All right. I got it back in 2016 when it came out.
Yeah.
And it had that like a little mirrored sight.
Okay. They like come with a sight, right? That's part of why I want to fuck with it, because it comes with like a decent sight already.
And it's great, dude.
Yeah.
It's easy to put on target.
Yeah.
It feels it's the only gun I've ever held. Besides, like a Kimber, that as soon as I grabbed it, I'm like, oh, that just melts into your hand.
Okay,
and like it feels so comfortable. Yeah. That's the piece.
I forget, somebody was just DMing me like a different thing. It was like a P, like a Sig P something.
P3. Any of the P300s are like 9mm that are concealed.
Yeah,
so those are great. P350s.
Seems. I think it was something like that. P350. I could pull it up, but it's gonna be too much to get the exact. Drone.
Yeah. But there's like a whole class of those SIGs.
Yeah.
That are great. Like the Navy uses.
Can you pull up an image of the Hellcat just to show them there? Like, and they are a rapper gun. You did say that, but that's one thing rappers do get right a lot of times. Not all the times. They get their machine guns wrong. Like hyping up a Tech 9.
Because the FBI gives them guns to kill people with. Yeah.
True. But damn. Tech 9 and like Mac 10 are like overrated guns.
Yeah.
But like the Hellcat is a beast. Like a lot of them come like that one. Right.
That's
there.
The one that I have.
That's a young thug gun.
Really? That's a hog. That's a hog killing machine. Yeah. Dude.
It kills hogs.
I've dumped many a round
into a hog.
Into a hog. We'll do drive bys where we just drive up in a Ranger or something,
yeah,
or a Polaris, and then usually you start by like finding them across the field and you start shooting at them with an AR. But then once they start to run, you can just like chase them down.
Is it loud?
Bro, it's so loud. Their death screams are the most like blood curdling. But then you just lean out the window and drive by and just fucking pow, pow, pow.
Feel like you're winning. What's that? Animal Farm? Like, not over here.
Not over here, Napoleon.
It feels personal for sure.
Turn you to bacon.
Yeah, them shits are, I mean, they are badass looking. Like, that you can't really.
It doesn't look badass at all.
It holds 13 rounds.
Well, not that one.
That desert one didn't look that badass.
Bro, even that one, I'd fuck around with that one.
But,
it's a King Fong gun. That's a Ja Morant gun.
That's
a Ja Morant.
That's one you pointed your pointed on the Instagram Live.
It falls out your pants.
That might be the gun he had. That feels like the one that Ja would have got.
Yeah, I feel like everybody out here in Texas, a part of their education is gun education.
It should be.
Like, Texas teaches their kids how to make a great militia.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna take a class while I'm out here for sure. Like, I'm just like a real shooting class.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one of them shits.
You don't know how to shoot?
Not like an instructor could teach me. They haven't shot in a while.
Yeah, it's great to go. I mean, I still go every like.
I haven't shot in like every 3 years. Months. I went to range day and I was like, still got it.
I mean, you can shoot and hit things. I'm talking like I want to do other shit. Like I want to go through the tactical little drills and shit, peeking around corners, doing a little laying on my side, shooting over with a rifle. You know,
yes sir.
I mean, this is my algorithm right now. Is fucking. Ever since I knew I was coming to Texas, I was like, I'm gripping something and I'm getting something. Right. I can't wait.
Gay?
Dude.
Nah, you're going to be one. Wait till I get
a
joint.
You want to lay on your belly and shoot a gun? Gay?
I didn't say with my feet. I didn't say with my heels clicking together.
No,
nigga.
That's what you said. Yeah. You said, I want to lay on my belly. I want to shoot a gun.
And I said my side. I said my side.
Nah,
side's
dude, you
less
said
gay.
Belly,
side's
dude.
Less gay.
Nah.
Side's less gay. You hit one of these?
Yeah. You're talking to your boy on the phone.
Yeah. The little feet kicking back and forth.
What you co-signed 10 seconds ago. And he's trying to hop in. You just mad because you couldn't even lay on your belly and fucking shoot. You'd be rocking. There's no way you can have the balance you need.
Dude, I'd crush it.
You would.
I'd be so good.
She would blow you back.
No. You start rocking.
Yeah.
I still have my target, dude. I got tremendous aim.
Just curving bullets.
Dude, I'm going to figure out how to curve a bullet. I know the internet says it's not possible, but I'm going to figure out how to.
You're going
to
kill somebody trying it.
I'm going to kill myself. Trying to have a boomerang back. Yeah.
That's one of the things no one would be around you if like you tried to do it. So if you, obviously you could never pull it off. But say hypothetically you curved a bullet once, there would be no one around to know you curved the bullet.
I have it in slow-mo on my phone.
Yeah. Phone's gone. Now you're lost because you don't got your GPS anymore. You're just stuck somewhere in Texas.
Fuck, I'm stuck in Belton, Texas.
That's a bad place to get stuck.
Oh, man.
What a good time, dude. Yeah. We should go out to, we can go out to the range like any time.
Yeah, I'll be down. I'll be down for sure. That's something I've been wanting to do since I've been down here. I just don't have a gun yet.
Yeah. So they've got a lot that you can rent too. It's like probably $30 to rent it, and then like maybe $9 a box of 50.
Okay.
$9 or $10 a box. Well,
that's
of
pretty fair, dude.
Driving past on my way home, I always drive past this like big superstore one. It's like big and blue. It's called like Urban Range or something like that. I'm forgetting.
Okay.
If I Google it, it'll come right up. But
north or south?
South.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But it's like futuristic looking. I wish I knew. But it like in the pictures inside, look like you're walking into the fucking room in the Matrix where all the guns just come down. And it's like a cool modern blue. But I don't know. I want to do an outdoor range too, but that one just looks like it has everything you need and like crazy guns to rent.
Yeah.
So I want to just do some shit that like civilians can't
like
have.
$150.
Yeah, and like an odd full auto. I heard you can get like full auto at the range and use them. So I've never done that before. So that'll feel sick too.
Feels great.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Just letting it go.
Yeah, my fault. No, I ain't grabbing one. I fought the good fight. They're not even that cold anymore. I did it.
It's still pretty cold.
What's it called?
40 minutes.
Okay, nice, I wanted to talk about that the thing that happened in the store, the homeless, or I'm assuming the homeless dude who he was
more than homeless. He was unshoed.
Yeah, I didn't look at his feet. He didn't have shoes on. That's
crazy. So, and he had a bunch of scratches on his arms because he was fighting dogs.
Yeah,
he was a feral man.
Yeah, he had scrap marks. He was scrapping.
Scrappy dude.
The homeless out here are like, I don't know, it feels mean to say, but I kind of hate the homeless out here. I didn't hate the homeless in New York. Before, and I don't hate them like as homeless. They're just different. Like, I'm like homeless in New York. I said it like I think on the last episode, like they're like garden gnomes in New York. They're just there. Like they're just around. But they don't
hassle you for money or
some
anything?
Do, but it's not like they do out here. Like out here they're like arrogant with their asking you for money. I was going to a food truck. Like I walked up to a food truck the other day, leaving like Creek at like 2 a.m. I can tell like the dude's like bothering the food truck guy, but I still just let him. Like I'm in line behind him, and the guy just goes right. Like, what do you want? Like over the homeless dude, and I put in my order, and he goes, yo, matter of fact, add this to it. Like he just says like add this to his order, blah blah blah, and I'm like, nah, we're not doing that, bro.
Yeah,
and because he tries to give me like a dollar to add like a $3 thing to my order, and I'm like, we're not doing that, man. And he goes like, you motherfucker, I'd never believe a black man come to this country and not help another, or come to this state and not help another black man out. And I was like, I feel you, bro. And he was like, no, you don't.
You don't.
I was like, all right.
You're right, bro.
Yeah, whatever, man. And then I just took my order and waited, but then... And he just started talking. He was just talking shit like around me, but not at me. He was like, motherfuckers want to come to Texas, see what Texas is all about. Or come to Austin, something like that. Yeah. See what Austin is all about. I ain't from Texas. Like, and honestly, hearing him say he's not from Texas, I was like, oh, that's very comforting. I was like, being from Texas was the only thing I was worried about with you. like now I just know you came here and failed like this.
Yeah, now I know you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah. I kind of thought I was going to have to fight him. Like, we were in the same weight class. I was looking him up, and I was like, all right, I think I dominate this homeless dude. I don't know what diseases I'll get from him afterwards, but.
Man.
And then I think he could pick up on that I wasn't, like, worried about him. Because then he was funny leaving, because I sat down. Cause he ended up just like making the food truck guy. He just put a dollar in his tip jar and was just like, give me a soda. And the dude was like, they're $2. He was like, I already put it in your thing. But like he put a dollar in there, and the dude just, I think, wanted him to go away. So gave him the thing. But I sat down behind him, and then I was like, I ain't gonna sit down in case this weirdo tries something. Let me be standing up.
Yeah.
And then I left my little ticket down. He saw me stand, like he tried to walk past, and I'm just making eye contact with him as he's walking past. And then I think he saw, like, ah, I can't, all right, I wasn't, like, I didn't scare this guy. And then he was nice. He turned and was like, yo, bro, you forgot your ticket on the thing. I didn't order no food. That's definitely yours. Have a good, like, his whole energy was, like, nice.
Different.
After that, but.
That's wild.
But I just, I don't know. Like, even the boy there just trying to, like, hand you quarters. Just like, all right, add this. Like, he was clearly just trying to give you money.
Yeah.
That's, like, their move out here. It's like, here's some money to add extra money to your thing.
I did say, to that guy in there, I went, no, and can you get out of our way? We're trying to pay for our stuff.
Yeah, you did say that.
Well, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, and he wouldn't move. I was like, all right, dude. I'm going to stand here, too.
I wasn't sure. At first, I thought he was just a dude in line who was trying to, and then I looked at him a little closer.
Dude, there's one guy the other day, he was like, hey, man, can I have four quarters? And I was like, no. And he was like, can I have a dollar? I was like, that's four quarters. And then he just walked away. He just walked away. He was like, fuck. He didn't fall for my trick.
this shitty hustler.
Damn it.
Try to do first grade math on you. Can I have seven dimes then?
No, they are different out here. But, like, because in New York, for some reason, up in New York, you feel for them. You're like, this city is tough. Like, this city drives people crazy all the time. I can totally understand why you're where you're at. But, like, down here, it's like, you can fucking catch lizards, dude. Like, do something. Like, something. Do something.
There's a lot of work.
Catch lizards, dude.
You can go just hog hunting. Dude. There's a lot of...
Yeah, the hogs are running wild out here. There's a
That's what we got to do. We got to sick the hogs on the homeless people. I mean,
the homeless on the hogs.
The homeless on the hogs.
Can you imagine just a homeless guy with a knife running in the... Just killing pigs. It'd be crazy.
But do we want our homeless developing a bloodlust though? That could be dangerous.
Homeless with bloodlust.
Yeah. It's weird how they haven't like organized. No, like it's homeless not. People.
It's literally. That's where they fail.
Oh, yeah.
They can't organize a basic life structure.
Yeah, facts. Facts. It's facts.
What I love to see, if you stay here for long enough, you'll get to see, like, I watched this lady get dropped off in 2021 outside of the creek, and she looked kind of pretty. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she just, like, resonated in my head. And I've watched her degrade over the last 3-4 years
yeah
into like now she wears a diaper and she's bald headed and she's just like laying on the corner and then Damn. It's like dog you know I know just one day it'll be like 6 months will go by and I'm like man we haven't seen Janine
yeah you just know
I got her dude
the heat took her
the heat took her
you feel I do I just ignore them like yeah. when I'm walking down the street if they talk to me I blank out and keep going.
Yeah.
And then, but during the summer, it gets hard, dude. Because some of them, like, you'll walk by them and you're like, a guy might actually be dead.
Yeah, yeah. Because it just, damn.
Oh, it's the heat. It's 110 degrees.
It's just some steaming pile of homeless people.
It gets hard to walk past it.
Like, whoa, what the hell is that?
God, this one's turned. This one's gone stale.
Past his prime.
Expiration date is far gone.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
Oh, what a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they also try to work.
Yeah.
Like, they try to hustle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is respectable.
Oh, yeah, like the ones who be at the lights, whatever, trying to squeegee.
Squeegee guys. There's the water bottle guys. They come out during the summer. They'll like try to sell you a water bottle for a dollar.
That's got to be a tough sell,
bro. Your dirty, grimy hands. You're like, bro, you need a water bottle. I'm trying to make a hustle.
It's like I'll just give you a dollar.
Just give you a dollar. Yeah.
Why didn't you go to the shower first, bro? There's a shower near the creek in the cave.
Use one bottle on your hands.
you will flip it so you understand how many of these you would sell.
He sold that one bottle of water 75 times.
Definitely. That might be the move. That's why they keep the hands dirty. Just like,
it's like, there's actually no water in here. It's just all ice.
Just a cooler with one bottle that never sells.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. The window cleaner ones are the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have that dirty poop water. They scrub your freshly. I went to a car wash and paid like 50, $60 to get it inside and out, washed up good.
Yeah.
And then he squeegeed this guy, probably the same guy.
Yeah.
Was it the tall Walking Dead looking guy?
No.
Oh, okay. There's a couple regulars over here. Yeah. But he squeegeed my window that I just got washed, and it was like with brown poop water, and I couldn't see a single thing. It's like, you're not helping.
It's like, bruh.
You made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, don't you wish you could, like, you wish that you could.
He's like, this is the hobo spit share.
It'd be cool to have, like, what is it? I don't know if it's Inspector Gadget, but it's in some movie where it's like, you have like a button and it, like, temporarily electrifies your car. So great. Second he touches the windshield.
Just like a fucking, like a thing to kill mosquitoes.
Yeah, bug light.
Yeah, just a bug light.
Just go
homeless
gadget.
People dropping around your car.
Go gadget homeless bug light.
Let's get on to Elon.
Just homeless people gravitating towards your dirty car. Zap.
Dude, I'm surprised the Cybertruck doesn't have that.
I saw my first one in person today. Yeah. It made me smile for no reason.
Brother, for no
they're
reason.
They're sick, dude. They're kind of sick.
I saw, I was like, damn, I don't know why I love this
it's
shit.
It's the future. It's literally the future.
It looks like the past at the same time. Like, it looks like an old fucking, like from
like
an old
an
video
Eldorado.
Game. Like an old school GTA car. Yeah. Just too boxy to like actually do the polygons right.
The tries like are Pokemon. Pretty low.
Yeah.
It looks like a low polygon car.
Yeah, that's
low polygon. Yeah.
Oh, like the duck thing. Yeah.
Dude, you know what happened with that? They had an episode with Polygon,
and
they couldn't show it in America because in Japan it would like flash too much and it gave kids so many seizures. They like weren't able to show it in America. It was Porygon.
Porygon.
Porygon. Yeah,
that's right.
Porygon, because you can't say watched, L in Japanese.
But I played. Because you can't say what?
L.
It's pretty funny.
Porygon?
That's pretty funny.
It looks like a polygon?
Porygon. Porygon.
Brastoish. No.
Brastoish. Jesus Christ. Spittle everywhere.
She got retired. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
10 more.
Definitely got 10 more.
Yeah, bro. We can do it, boy. Yeah.
I was like, dude, that 20 went by real quick.
Man, I've been since we've been out here, like, I'm trying to take, I'm really fighting the fight. Like, I think I was telling you the other day, I felt my kidneys out here. I was drinking, because I think I've been drinking more than y'all. I've been drinking like it's the road, and I got to, like, get in my head.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, like, a new place for me, so yeah. I think in my mind, because every time I'm usually somewhere new, I'm on the road. So yeah. It's like, I've been living like that, just shots every night and fucking, and it's just every day. I just, like, have been literally feeling my kidneys in the morning. Like, I'll roll over, then I'll be like, what the fuck? Was I working? No, I didn't work lower back. I actually haven't been to the gym in 4 days. Like, it's like, it's like, you know, and then I, you know, like, no, that's where your kidneys. I Google, like, where is your, fuck, it's right there. That's my kidney I'm feeling. And
dude, it's hard, man. It's been, I've been here since 2018.
It's the whiskey, brother.
It's the whiskey. That's why I do too much beer, whiskey. Just like, I'll be, once I'm going, I'm just quietly, like, hitting the bar, like, let me get a shot of whiskey, and then coming back, like.
And it's easy. It's easy to get. And if you're doing shows, it's free.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, I'll drink all the free ones until I can't have any more free ones, and then start going on the discount tab. Like, it's I put it away.
Yeah.
I put a lot away.
This is a tough town, dude. It's a tough town.
There's always new people coming in, and yeah. That energy is just, like, high. Yeah.
And since I've been here, like, a lot of people from back home have been here. Besides, like, I mean, obviously, all, like, y'all, like, the homies. Yeah. But like, Ian was here last. Zach from fucking Nashville.
Ian's coming back this week.
Andy was down here. Zach's coming back again?
No, Ian is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's this weekend, but I think we'll be gone when Ian gets here. But still, like, Ian was here, Maddie was here this past weekend. Like, all, it's been, like, a bunch of the homies down here already. Yeah. So it's just been like, oh, yes, yeah, just feels, this just, and I've been killing myself, bro. Yeah. I've been trying to, like, today, I'm trying to at least hit two days without any alcohol.
Yeah.
Since I've been down here. And it's not like it's been, like, light alcohol. It's been heavy drinking. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
It's a slippery slope.
Oh, I mean, I've been an alcoholic. It's just, when I say I'm drinking, like, on the road, I mean, like, I'm leaving every night. I'm probably having, like, 15. Like, I probably quietly just had 15 and just.
Yeah. Slippery slope. You talking about Hans Kim?
Wait, what happened?
he's been on a slope. Somebody put some dish soap under him. Motherfucker been slipping.
Slope's a slur.
Oh, is that what that is?
Tinkerbell around that one.
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
That's funny.
Yeah, dude, we got, but I don't know. I've
this is a tough drinking town. It's hard not to.
It's hard not to. Yeah. So much live music, just so much energy going around.
And the
There's
days are long,
festival.
Dude.
Yeah,
the days are long. You, like, get at the end of a day, you're like, I might as well have a drink. I kind of fucking earned it.
I didn't drink till 8. This is pretty. Or to 7.
The night goes by so fast.
Because we're fucked up.
And the day is so long. Dude, the day doesn't start. The night doesn't start till 8 o'clock out here.
Yeah.
And it's going to start getting longer. It'll be like 9, 9:30 before it gets dark. Well, seems like.
People pregame until like 11 and then go out. People go out, start going out at 11.
Yeah. I remember college, all the way up until I was probably like 25. So like 18 to 25, there was no way we were going to a bar before 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't cool down, you know? Like, you had to wait till it got dark and those ACs started pumping.
What's the creek like during that time? Like, is it people out back still during the summertime, or is it
the creek rules?
Yeah. No, I mean summertime. No, I love the creek. I just was wondering if
they got
gonna
fans
be
and misters.
Oh,
and,
going on back there. Yeah. Okay.
So, and it's so. Open air enough.
It
gets a good breeze going.
Okay.
And then inside, when Rogan came in, Rogan helped out a lot before the mothership was open. That he was doing shows there, and I think. I don't know if he donated the money or donated his ticket sales to getting the ACs fixed in there.
Oh, sick.
But they got them polar ice now.
Let's go.
Nice.
So it'll be like June, which also kind of sucks because you'll be in there And then, like I said, you'll go out.
Yeah.
And then you're just, it's rough to go from like, you know, 65, 70 straight into like 95 degree weather.
Yeah.
And it stays like that.
I might be a big inside boy during this summer. We'll see.
Oh, you got to get out there and face it.
No.
I was yesterday, I had no argument. Yesterday, I was sitting there. You call and with the fucking come over and do shrooms. And I was like, I don't even want to do shrooms.
You know what happened? I came, first off, Lily, that bitch, she went to Starbucks and didn't even get me nothing. She didn't even ask me if she could get me anything. That's house rule. First person wakes up, they go to Starbucks, they ask if anybody else wants anything.
You send the text out.
She didn't even text. So she fucked up there. And then she tried to ask y'all to come. I was like, they're not going to come.
I believed in myself.
No, dude, I knew it immediately. I was like, they're not coming. It's Sunday.
There was a day that we weren't going to come.
It's Sunday. Not for like any, there's nothing happening on TV. Like,
yeah.
Just a regular Sunday to do streams because you're here. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's Easter.
Yeah. If Lily wanted to meet downtown, I probably would have gone and done that for a first day. Like, let's all meet at the creek. All right. Because wasn't there something at the creek last night? Like a one-nighter or
something?
Banana
phone.
Yeah. Banana phone. It was Banana Phone, and it was also they did a one-liner competition because it was a three-year anniversary.
Yeah, and I think there was like $3 beers or something.
That would have been great.
I was so ready to go the night before when I was drinking and having a good, and then I was like, I woke up the next day like, I can't even put one in my body today. Like,
it was just funny how you guys fell off. Cause like I was at Aaliyah Janine's house doing the podcast.
I fell off way before Sean did. I
went dark.
As soon as you went dark, I was like, he's acting like he don't see these. he's playing Steam Deck on his porch smoking weed. He's acting like he don't see these texts.
I was doing almost exactly that. It just wasn't on the porch. I couldn't. I was on the couch. I couldn't. I tried to pull my notebook. Like, no, we can't sit here all day on the Steam Deck. Well, let's go through these. Okay, this stinks. This idea stinks. One of them like fucked up feelings were not things you thought were funny. It's like I can't find
Why
joy
I think
in any.
These were funny.
Yeah, what kind of fucking idiot? All these premises are dumb.
I could talk about Aaliyah Janine's pod on the page. That was fun. We had a whole day.
Oh yeah, y'all do. How long has she been out here? I haven't seen her since.
Aaliyah
been...
Janine, pull her up, Taylor.
She's a comic.
She's a comic now.
Yeah, put on safe search though. What's her name?
Aaliyah Janine. Aaliyah Janine. J-A-N-I.
What did she used to do? Or can I guess?
You'll guess. You'll be like, I've probably seen some of her flicks before.
She's an actress.
She was an actress. Yeah, she was a good one.
God. She's a very good actress.
Yeah. I'll talk about it on Patreon. But
is this based off a real woman?
No.
This is an artist interpretation.
Yeah, I think I had a lady on Reddit draw it.
For like $5 or something.
We got one where she winks, too.
She winks and pulls it out her mouth.
Stop, dude.
It's spectacular.
Oh.
It's all comedy searches now, pretty much. Well,
go ahead, Aaliyah.
She did it. She saved her algorithm.
Yeah, she flipped it.
What? Because it used to just be like porn stuff.
Well, whatever that one that's blurred, these blurry ones.
Whatever the blurry.
Wait, don't click it. Don't click it.
I'm not.
Oh yeah, we're on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had a picture with Chris Cotton at her house. I was like, yeah, we're bros now.
So now she's a. Where's she a comic at?
She does comedy. She lives out here now. She used to be in New York for
a while. Just move out here?
Yeah.
Okay.
November, like when everyone else did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How old is she now?
These are kind of recent. Like the top one, that one is probably like within a year or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no. She rules. She's cool as shit.
She was wearing this top.
She had the tits out for the pod.
She was wearing like a crochet top and a nude bra. And I was like, I just got to look up here all day. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah.
It was just like.
You weren't there for this, but I was saying to Andy in Boobs Lemaire while you were gone that I just found out how obvious it is when we glance at titties.
It's so obvious.
I used to think I was a ninja with the quick glances, but like
it's very obvious.
But then I had a lady be like, this is obvious, and then she did it at me, and I just was like, oh, every time
y'all have caught me every single time.
Bro. They know.
You gotta
they
have
know,
Sonic.
Dude.
You gotta have Sonic eyes.
Bro, I don't even think Sonic eyes are fast enough. Like you, they. Oh. That looks worse now because it's like, because you had the effort to like before. You tell? So now I'm just glancing for.
Yeah. Why'd you just look me up and
hit the camera? Guys, could you?
Yeah.
It's so no, yeah. It's crazy obvious.
Dude, I got the good periphery though. I can see the cleave.
Like my
I can see like the down here with my up here.
So you gotta wait till she takes a drink.
So your eyes don't move, you stay in the same thing, but her tits got higher.
It is very hard not to look at tits though.
It's so hard. Tits and ass.
Tits and ass, man.
When they're sticking it out, it's like
he's like, what do you want me to do?
And you came with cleavage, you know. Like, that's the thing I always think about with them, too, is, like, when you got your cleavage on display, unless you're a fool, which I don't think any woman really is, like, they know.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's all I give a fuck about now. Not what you're talking to me about, none of it. I'll try my hardest, but I fail every time.